Bible and look at Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter number 5. Revelation chapter number 5, and I figured probably wouldn't be as many folks here tonight as would be on a normal occasion. So I figured we'd just do something a little fun tonight. Revelation chapter number 5 and look at verse number 11. And this is just a simple, just a Bible study. And we always go to the Bible to find out what we believe about certain subjects. And so we'll look at Revelation chapter number 5 and verse number 11. And the Bible says, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands." And this is what they were saying in verse 12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Notice in verse number 11, "Heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. And then it was almost like the Lord saying, "Well, I'm just tired of counting." And he says, "And thousands of thousands on top of that." And I don't know how many that is, but that's a whole bunch. And there's a bunch of them up there. And I've always been fascinated with the subject of angels. I preach a message on scene of angels. And I just think they're fascinating. And go through the Bible and look at them, see what they do, what they don't do, and all that kind of thing. So, well, just for a few minutes, we'll look at those creatures here in just a few seconds. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for these that have gathered. And I pray, Lord, that you'd bless their faithfulness for being here. And I know everybody, a lot of them are watching by way of internet. And we're glad we got that capability. And Lord, it's cold outside and a lot of our folks could not get out. And we wouldn't want them to get out and get sick and things like that. So we ask you to bless them now as they're watching at home. Bless these that have gathered here, these kids all over the place in these other rooms. Thank you for them. Lord, I pray that you'd bless our time together now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, these angels, I've been fascinated with these things a long time. And you'll look at, you want to look at these verses, go to every verse. But in John chapter 1 and verse number 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." And there's a phrase, "All things were made by Him." So that means that Jesus Christ, God, made all things, including the angels which are in heaven. Now, let me show you something in Job 38. Let me show you something. Find your place in Job 38, and let me show you something here. And we'll be coming right back to Revelation chapter number 1 here in just a second. Look at Job 38. Now, this is a Bible study. This is not a Sunday morning preaching. This is a Bible study, so you'll have to follow along and listen. And so Job 38, Job is asking some questions to God. And so God is answering Job in Job 38. "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, 'Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth?'" Now, we're talking about the beginning of beginnings of beginnings of everything. "Before he laid foundations of the earth, declare if thou hast understanding. Job, where were you when I was laying the foundations of the earth? Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof?" Now, verse 7, look, "When the morning stars sang together." Notice these morning stars, whomever they are singing together when God laid the foundations of this whole world. And then it says, "And all the sons of God shouted for joy." In other words, he's asking Job, "Hey, where were you? Where were you while the sons of God are shouting for joy, while the morning stars are singing together?" Now, look at, you say, who are these morning stars? Well, I could tell you, but I'd rather the Bible tell you. Look at Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Morning stars and sons of God and angels and all this kind of thing. Look at Revelation chapter 1. And verse number 20. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 20. The mystery of the seven what? Which thou sawest in my right hand are the seven golden candlesticks, and the seven stars are the what? Angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Notice what he says the stars are. The stars are what? Angels. Job 38 says, Job, where were you when I was laying the foundation? When the morning stars sang together. Who were they? The angels of heaven. And the sons of God that shouted for joy. You say, why are they called sons of God? Because they're direct creations of God. And they're up there singing before God even lays the foundation. So they were created by God. They were there when He laid the foundation, and they're up there singing while He's laying the foundation, and the sons of God are shouting for joy while He's creating everything. Now, these angels, you ever thought about this? Stars, angels. You ever thought about this? In California, there's a place called Los Angeles. Los Angeles means the city of angels, and that's where all the movie stars live. Ain't that something? You ever thought about that? The Bible calls the stars the angels, and of course in the Bible, and then in and out there, like, that's something. That's just sort of, you say, it's a coincidence. It probably is. Now, these angels are inferior to God. God is over them. Nobody is ever going to be above God. Lucifer tried that and couldn't get it done. Lucifer was a direct creation of God. He was an angel himself, the anointed cherub that covereth, actually. And he failed, second in command. He didn't like second fiddle. And so God said, or Lucifer said, I will ascend. I'm going to do this. And God says, no, you're not. Kicked him out, and Lucifer took a third of the angels with him when he fell. Now, these angels, they're different ranks of angels. You've got archangels, which the Bible refers to as Michael. Michael the archangel. You'll find in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, the Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout, talking about the rapture of the church. And the voice of the archangel. And according to Daniel chapter number 12, that archangel Michael is going to signify to the nation of Israel that the seven-year tribulation is fixing to take place. And so the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, when Michael, everybody says Gabriel's going to blow. Well, according to that, it says, I think Michael's going to do it. But to be honest, I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm not going to fall out with you about it. Don't matter to me. Somebody blow it. It don't make any difference to it. Gabriel, if you want to blow it, blow it. Michael, blow it. Somebody blow it. But according to the Bible, it looks like Michael's going to blow it. The archangel. And this archangel, one of the chief princes, Daniel chapter 10 talks about, mentioned four times, this archangel Michael, mentioned four different times. Several of those times are in the book of Daniel. And the word archangel, it appears twice. One in the book of Jude and one in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. And we're talking about that. Then you have Gabriel. Now, people say Gabriel's archangel. I don't know if he was or not. Doesn't actually say, but he could have been. Gabriel was a messenger. He was delivered a message to Daniel. He delivers a message to Zacharias and says, hey, you're fixed to have a boy, and he's going to be John the Baptist. Gabriel delivers a message to Mary, and says, hey, Mary, you're fixed to have a child. His name's going to be Jesus Christ. And so Gabriel is some type of messenger angel. Now, these angels, I'll be honest, you look over in Hezekiah's day, you'll find that one angel slew 185,000 men by himself. I mean, these dudes are pretty tough. I mean, they're not some flu-flu, sitting up on a cloud, eating cream cheese and playing some harp somewhere. I mean, these are some bad guys. And that's why when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he said, I could have called 10,000 angels legions of angels to come. And they could have. That many angels, if one slew 185,000 men by himself, legions of angels could have wiped out the whole known world at that time when Jesus was hanging on the cross. And he said, nope, well, we're going to go through this. And I'm telling you, them angels. Let's look at something about these. Let's look at, you've got archangels. We just talked about them. You've got seraphims. Those seraphims, Isaiah chapter number 6, have six wings. They got two they fly with. They got two they cover their feet. They got two that they cover their face. And these seraphims, they have six wings, the holiness of God, and all of that kind of thing. And then you've got cherubims. Cherubims have wings too. They got two sets of wings. They have four faces. They got legs like men and feet like calves. Is that true? Yeah, that's true. In Genesis chapter number 3, when Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden, God posted a cherubim there with a swinging sword so they could not come back into the Garden of Eden, so they couldn't eat of that tree of life and live forever in sin. These different angels, just you got ruling angels, you got angels of peace, angels of war, all of these different things. You got these angels that are called stars, Los Angeles, City of Angels. Now, have y'all ever heard that angels, I don't want to upset you ladies, y'all ever heard that angels are women? Have you ever heard that, angels are women? Two people, okay. Take your Bible and let's look at Genesis 18. And let's just see what the Bible says. I'm not going to tell you, we're just going to let the Bible tell us. And it's just a fun little Bible study. I've never done this before. Never done this before. Look at Genesis 18. Genesis 18. In Genesis 18, you got some folks that come to visit a fellow by the name of Abraham. Look at 18 and verse number 1. The Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, next two words, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran out to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself to the ground. And he said, my Lord, if now I found favor in thy sight, pass not away. I pray thee for thy servant, so on and so forth. Now, look at verse number 22. Look at verse 22 for time's sake. We're not doing a whole study on chapter 18, but we're looking at verse 22. And the next two words. The men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, and Abram stood yet before the Lord. You see these men. Three men came to see Abraham to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, and all that kind of stuff. Look at 19, chapter 19. Verse 1. And there came what? Two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot said in the gate, you say, well, a while ago it's three men. One of those is an angel of the Lord. One of those three was Jesus Christ before Bethlehem. You say, oh, I thought it. No, no, no. Jesus Christ has always been. And so you'll find him in the Old Testament, and you'll find him as the angel of the Lord. And so one of the three men was the angel of the Lord. That's Jesus Christ. The other two were angels. And they were men. I can tell some of you not liking that. Because a lot of people get their Bible doctrine from the History Channel. And a lot of people get their Bible doctrine from paintings that they saw. A lot of people get their Bible doctrine from the Roman Catholic Church and Leonardo da Vinci. Well, he drew an angel. So Leonardo da Vinci must know what an angel looks like. But if you'll go to the Bible, you'll find out the Bible clears up a whole lot of false doctrine. Chapter 19, verse 1 says, came two angels of Sodom. Look at verse 5. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Do you see interchangeable men, angels? Look at verse 10. But the put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. All right, look at verse 15. And when the morning arose, then the what? Hasten Lot. What are them angels? They're men. Ain't that something? Ladies, I mean, you know, I know your husband said you're an angel. I understand that. Oh, she's just such a beautiful angel. And that's okay. If you want, but you know, look, you're saying she looks like a man. I mean, come on. I bet y'all won't say that no more. All right, let's look at another. You say, well, I don't like this Genesis 18 and 19 thing. Okay, let's look at something else. Look at Judges. All Judges, let's see. Y'all really not going to like it in a minute. Judges, look about chapter 13. Look about verse 3, talking about Samson. Judges chapter 13, verse number 3. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. All right, the angel of the Lord, that's Jesus Christ, appeared to Samson's mama. Look at verse 6. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, a what? A man of God came unto me. And his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God. Y'all see that? Now, look at, let me look at one more. Just in case some of you want a verse in the New Testament. I give you two in the Old. Let me give you one in the New. Luke 24. Let me give you one in Luke 24. Here's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'll give you two more. I'll give you two in the Old, two in the New. Luke 24, look at this. Verse number 4, well, we can't start there. You have to start at verse 1 in 24. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Now, I know it's Wednesday night, and I know it's like 10 degrees outside. But if a cold chill just didn't run up your left leg when I said, and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus, if nothing just like an electric shock went through you, you might want to check up on your salvation. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two stood by them in shining garments. Y'all see that? Two men stood by in shining garments. Y'all see that? And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Look at verse 23. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of... Well, who appeared to them? When they went to tell the story, they said, we saw angels. Y'all see that? All right, let me give you one more New Testament. Revelation 21. One more New Testament. Revelation 21. Y'all will never watch the cream cheese commercial the same ever again. Now this is just a Bible study. I want you to know the truth. That doesn't mean, ladies, that does not mean, don't go home and throw out all your little naked baby angels and setting up all over the fireplace and all that. Don't go throw them away. Just change their name to cherubims or seraphims or something. Revelation 21, verse 17. And he measured the wall thereon 144 cubits, according to the measure of a what? That is, of the what? Ain't that something? So now let's look at a peculiar verse. Look at Matthew 22. Look at Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Boy, y'all got your finger exercises today. Matthew 22. Look at this verse. Verse 29. Matthew 22:29. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry... Now, he's talking about, whose wife, whose, boots your bed been under and all this, whose wife she going to be. She was second far removed, and she was this, she was deceased, and now she done married, remarried, whatever. Whose wife she going to be? And then he says, you do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the what? Angels of God in heaven. Y'all see that verse? People say, this verse means that the angels are neither male nor female. They're sexless. They can't marry. Folks, study the Bible. If angels are all men... They don't marry in heaven because two men don't marry. So you can't marry in heaven if angels in heaven don't marry in heaven because they're all men. It's plain to me. That does not say their angels are sexless. Does not say that nowhere in the Bible. It says everywhere in that Bible, they're all men. But says they don't marry. Well, no, they don't marry. Why would angels marry? They're all men. Hallelujah. That went over pretty good, didn't it? Now let's look at something else. How many of you ever heard angels have wings? Let me see. Angels have wings. Okay, everybody's heard angels have wings. Well, some of them do. And let me back up. Seraphims have wings. They have six. Cherubims have wings. They have two pair. Four. Angels, nowhere in the Bible, they appear as men. They do not have wings. Now, let me give you a verse. We won't look at it. But Hebrews 13 says, y'all remember the verse, we have entertained angels unaware? referring to Genesis 18 and 19. We've entertained angels unaware, like Abraham did. He was entertaining those men. By the way, them angels ate with Abraham. They ate with Abraham. They ate physical food, sitting at Abraham under the tent door, or by the tent door. They sat and ate. They appeared as men. Hebrews chapter 13, referring to that, says, we have entertained angels unaware. Question. If an angel appeared to you, and he had a halo on, and wings sticking out his back, would you know it? Or would it be unaware to you? If you can entertain angels unaware, then they're going to look like anybody else. They're not going to have wings poking out their back. Because if an angel appeared to you and he's got this halo over their head, wings poking out their coat. And I love the Three Stooges. And there's a scene up in heaven. It's Three Stooges. None of it's in the Bible. It's just Three Stooges. And they're in heaven. They got wings up there. And it's real pretty. Got wings. Here she comes by. And there's a shrimp. He looks there and his wings are just flapping. Woo! You know. It's not like that. I mean, that's funny to me. Now, somebody says, I don't like Three Stooges. Well, that's okay. But it's not like that. If you can entertain angels unaware like Abraham did, you wouldn't know. If they had angels, you'd know it. Okay. Now, look at something else. Angels can fly. They can fly. Revelation 14, let's look at here. Just a few more. Revelation 14, a couple more. There's a whole lot more in here. I just thought this would be a good... Never done this before. I'd like to do a study and try and do a study on the angel of the Lord all through the Bible. Revelation 14, verse number 6. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whatsoever they goeth. These were redeemed from among them, bringing the first fruits of God to the Lamb. Verse 6, excuse me. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. Y'all see that? Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them, and that's the gospel of the tribulation period and all of that kind of thing. But there's an angel fly. You say, well, how do they fly if they don't have wings? Well, let me ask you a question. How many of y'all got wings? Had a lady ask me one time, she said, preacher, I've got a serious question to ask you. I said, what is it? Now, I'm thinking, man, this is going to be good. And she said, I'm just trying to figure out how am I going to get my robe, you know, over my halo and my wings when I get to heaven. I said, sister, you need to be worried about how you're going to get that over them horns sticking out the top of your head. Anyway, she didn't ask no more questions. They fly. Let me ask you a question. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. You're going to fly. But you don't have wings. And so these angels fly. They can fly anywhere. And you're going to be able to, too. You just snap your fingers. You go have lunch and Neptune, have supper on Pluto, and be back in your mansion full bedtime, just snap of a finger. I mean, just be everywhere. Now, let me get one more, because I can tell y'all are just basking in the sunlight on this study. Angels, how many of you ever heard this? Angels have long hair. See, angels have long hair. Women, they're women, and they got long hair. Well, some of you have heard they have long hair. Well, again, the way we get that is from studying the Roman Catholic Church and some of the paintings and the drawings that we have seen. And it comes from, you know, the halos and the long hair and the wings, and all of that comes from the same place. Let me show you one verse, two verses, and we'll be done. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Look at this. By the way, next Tuesday night we'll start Bible Institute back. We're starting with 1 Corinthians. If you're looking for a good place to jump in and start, that would be a good place to start in the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter number 11. And let's see, I'll have to find it. Oh, let's see, about verse 14. Let's look at 14. Well, okay, hang on. Let's see. Let's look at verse 4. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. In other words, some of that's why we don't wear hats, you know. That's tradition, you know, you don't wear a hat in the building, so we still get that. Anyway, verse 5, but every woman that prayeth, prophesieth, were her head uncovered, dishonor her head, for that is even all one as if she were shaven. In other words, a woman is supposed to have long hair. That's her covering and all that kind of stuff. That's, you know, and men, short hair, some shorter than others. Some can't help it. Look at verse 14 is where I wanted to go. Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, is it a glory to her? For her hair is given her for a covering, you say. But men are not supposed to have long hair. Well, okay. So God tells that a man is supposed to look like a man, a woman is supposed to look like a woman. And that's a touchy subject today we live in. Look, you ought to be able to tell. I mean, what you looking at? It's nowadays you can't tell. Anyway, don't get on that. Now let me close right here. Matthew 25 says this, that hell was prepared for the devil and his. Revelation chapter 12 says, and Michael fought against the dragon and his. So, the devil, when he got kicked out of heaven, he took a third of the angels with him. So the devil has angels that left. That's what we call evil spirits, demons, and devils. You with me? I want to show you something. Look at Revelation 9. Revelation 9. The angels in heaven do not have long hair. They appear as men. It's a shame for a man to have long hair. But look in Revelation 9. In verse number, look at verse, I'm going there, but let me read up to it. Now look at verse 3, 2, 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star, fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit. They all smoke down there. As the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts on the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree,
but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. All right, we're in the middle of the tribulation period. Look at verse 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of the scorpion when he stingeth a man. This is what's going to go on in the tribulation period. If you're not planning on getting saved, you plan on going through the tribulation, and you think it's going to be a Sunday school picnic, well, just get ready. Because you can jump off a cliff and try to kill yourself and die. You can't die. Verse 6, you say, ah, that ain't true. Verse 6, and in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses. Locusts looks like horses, prepared unto battle. And on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of a... Their teeth were as the teeth of lions. You see, we look at paintings and pictures, and the devil's fallen angels have long hair. They have wings. Evil creatures. But the angels which are in heaven are totally different. They appear as men. They fly. They do not have wings. And they do not have long hair. But the devils do. So, now you wonder why every time they depict angels or some of these Hollywood movies or they talk about things. You ever noticed how people that are unsaved, film directors that are unsaved, know nothing about the Bible, never read the Bible a day in their life, and they depict a movie about the underworld, and it looks like they have read the book of Revelation. You know why? It's because Satan promotes his angels before the people. You have to be careful. Be careful about that. And look and see. It'll tell you what the real ones look like. See, that's why the Bible says, try the spirits to see if they be of God. Try them. How do you try the spirits? You try them by that. Lay it down. All right. Long hair. On floating on clouds. Playing harps. Look like women. All right, let me compare that. No, I don't care what the seminary says. We go with this. And so by studying that, you'll find out a whole lot that we do and what we've thought and a lot what we have said may not be in that Bible. Have you ever heard this? Every tub sits on its own bottom. You know the Bible says cleanliness is next to godliness. I wish it did say that. I'd love to preach on that verse. But it doesn't say that. All right. Well, how many enjoyed yourself tonight? How many wish you'd stayed home? Eric, get your hand down. All right. How you feeling, by the way?
I'm good.
All right, good. All right, let's have some prayer requests.